Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Saturday, the 11th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Kasturba Gandhi and Ethel Kennedy, both managing to run careers as political and human rights activists while having a combined total of 16 children between them, 11 for Ethel and 5 for Kasturba, from which we can deduce that Robert Kennedy liked to bang way more than Mahatma Gandhi did. On this day in history, in 1976, the Apple One computer was released, the Homo erectus to our iPhone 11 Pro Max. Back then, just a little box full of numbers rather than a slickly efficient surveillance machine three steps away from inserting prehensile tendrils into your spinal cord via your fingers and eyes. Your guest today on the podcast knows all about prehensile tendrils, self-made tech mogul and enhanced man currently banned in 8 geoeconomic regions from even saying the words Dow Jones Index, the billionaire who willionaire, the plutocrat who's a cutocrat, the Elon Musk to Elon Musk's old butler. He apparently hired Elon Musk's old butler. Welcome back to the show, Josh Gondelman.
Thank you for having me. Such a pleasure to be here. I actually, I will be suing this show for a cease and desist about that butler comment afterwards. That is not public information. And even though I am acknowledging it on this show, I will sue you and then I will sue me.
As always, on the weekend, we'll be taking a step back from the inquisitorial flogging that is the 24-hour news cycle to relax in the cool oubliette that is the Weekend magazine. This weekend's main feature is an online shopping section. But first, some features in the Weekend magazine that we won't have time for. In the magazine this Saturday, an innovative homeschooling section with tips and tricks to help replicate the parts of a school environment that aren't in the syllabus, including note passing, peer pressure role plays, an emotionally damaged teacher who hates you for no reason, and a step-by-step guide to help build your child's independent personality, which helps you pitilessly force them to choose between conformity with some cool kids or the lonely, painful, self-destructive but essentially ethically correct acceptance of an indefinite period of unconstrained bullying. Remember, there are no right answers. Also in the Weekend magazine, a fountains feature with a number of fountains ranked according to their water pressure, water volume, and the f***ability of the statues in them. Ooh, Poseidon. How's that fig leaf meant to stay on underwater? A double feature with some titillating snaps of confusingly sexual dolphin statues. Also in the Weekend magazine, a heartbreaking tell-all interview from the sad home of Steve and Derek, the out-of-work paparazzi. Sometimes called the worst men in the world, they can no longer aggressively shove their cameras at the faces of movie actors going into or coming out of fixed dwellings, or take their telephoto lenses into the trees and perv on celebrities sunbathing, because it's illegal. I mean, it's always been pretty illegal, but now it's illegal because of coronavirus. And that's all the features we have time for in the Weekend magazine, because now it's time for your ads. And now it's time for your ad section, because who deserves the shattered fragments of your precious attention more than the people trying to buy it in 30-second increments? Strap in for the smash hit of the summer, 273 Days of Life. By the people who brought you About a Boy and Lawrence of Arabia, this heartbreaking thriller takes reality TV to the next level by being a mirror into your life. By being a full-length, wall-sized mirror in your home. Watch yourself laugh. Watch yourself cry. Watch yourself turn around suddenly because you caught a flash of movement in the corner of your eye only to realize it was just you. Just you. All alone. 273 Days of Life, because that's how long it'll take you to smash it. 273 Days of Life. Rated whatever your life warrants. Do you have 100 letters to post?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about licking the stamps and flaps?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the quick fix mix for your poor tacky glue mouth and paper cut tongue. Grab yourself a fist-size ocean variety sponge and just pop it on your desk next to your correspondence station inside about half a glass of water. Use this tool, which we like to call the tongue of a thousand licks, to moisten your stamps and flaps. Outsource all your licking with this one quick lick trick, brought to you by The Last Post, the Postal Service, and half a glass of water. Half a glass of water spoken by Alice Fraser for the Analog Invitation and Epistolary Arts industry. Many stamps and envelopes come pre-stuck these days. This tip may not be applicable to online correspondence. Please consult your tongue for the small print. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by sudden mentions of religion in arguably inappropriate contexts. Are you in the middle of a business meeting, date, or conversation with a bus driver? Probably not right now, unless you're listening to this podcast in the future or the past. Nonetheless, this situation is probably imaginable. Let's say video conference, chat roulette, or the online equivalent to a bus, which is Facebook. Anyway, you're in this conversation and someone just says something so religious you can't ignore it. What are you supposed to do? Just smile awkwardly in a way that implies you agree with them? Or call them out on aggressing you with their faith, given that their faith probably means you're in hell, usually for not believing the same stuff that they do? Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. And that moment is what this podcast is brought to you by today. Also, Facebook is definitely the online equivalent of a bus. It's full of old people and angry people and irrelevant conversations, and it never stops where you want it to, and it looks like it smells weird when you're on it late at night.
Absolutely.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Because now it's time for your top feature. Your top feature in the Weekend magazine this Saturday is an online shopping section. Josh Gondelman, tell us what's happening in the world of online commerce.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, under today's conditions, how important it is to order things online. I've laid off all my human delivery employees, and I have a fleet of drones delivering packages. So the more packages you order, the better it is for me, honestly. The economy's tough. Make sure to tip your drones generously. They don't notice, but again, more money for me, and it feels great. That's just setting the stage. I have, you know how Oprah does her favorite things?
Sure.
Now I do. And here's a few things I've been stocking up on. If you're anything like me, these are kind of the necessities. It's important to buy a Lamborghini-scented air freshener. That's one right off the bat. Because if you're under quarantine / house arrest in a volcano, as I am, in a lair underneath a volcano, it's easier than ever to smell poor, and nobody should have to deal with that.
Just as also, a brief interruption, what does a Lamborghini smell like?
Oh, if you don't know, I can't, honestly... If you don't know, you don't have enough money for me to tell you. It's kind of like if champagne were fast. Or like if a vacuum were sexy.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just saying that I've met some sexy vacuum cleaners.
Not Lamborghini sexy.
Oh, Henry.
Here are a few other things I've been stocking up on. And again, if your life resembles mine at all, which it should, I'm doing excellent. So you should try to strive for this. You're going to want batteries for your robot butler. That's key. Otherwise, your home could go unbuttled. You're going to want some hovercraft fuel. You're going to want some subterranean volcano elevator grease so that the elevator moves nice and smooth. You're going to call up your local pet store, get a double order of feed for your exotic animals. Endangered animal feed is tough to come by under depressed economic conditions. You want to look out for that. You're going to need an extra backup bidet in case your backup bidet fails. And an electric generator for your caviar refrigerator. You don't want that stuff going bad if you lose power. So those are just like a couple things that I've been stocking up on just for my own benefit. These are just like the essentials. So if you're anything like me, pick those things up.
Oh, absolutely. I'll go out there and pick those stuff up just as soon as I become a billionaire.
Yes, become a billionaire. So what you're really going to want is $1 billion.
Yes, that's what you should start with. And is there any way I could order that online?
Yes, but it costs $1 billion. Actually, $1.4 billion, but you get free shipping if it's over $1 billion. If it's over $1 billion, my drones will ship it for free.
I mean, by the way, the economy's going, $1 billion is about to be worth a heck of a lot less or more. Mm-hmm. I don't know how depressions work.
And then I'm going to be worth $19 billion.
And that's the end of the top story for today, because now, of course, it is time for your letters to the editor. Letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by emailing us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, and contractually slightly less funny than Alice co-host, that's you today, Josh. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. I think I tend to get people who are funnier than me.
Get out of town.
I was hoping you could spell out the name of the historical fantasy romance writer that often advertises on your program. I have Googled what I think her name is with no success. I also bought an airplane ticket just so I could go to an airport bookstore to look for her with no luck. Please help if you can. I really want to know what happens with that half-vampire, half-Victorian railroad bridge architect and his former boss's daughter. Thanks, Peter. Well, Peter, Dancy Lagarde is spelled D'ANCY, capital L-A, capital G-U-A-R-D-E. And you can find their books in any good bookshop, or abandoned warehouse, sometimes online. But really the thing to do with Dancy Lagarde books is just wait for them to come to you, because they will.
By drone.
Yeah, by drone. Order them from Josh Gondelman's billionaire website, actually. Mm-hmm. That's probably the best place to go. That's the most reliable source for Dancy Lagarde romance novels. Thank you for your letter, Peter. There'll be more of your letters tomorrow. Again, remember, you can write a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. It's never boring, and it's not that long. Subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode, and you can feel the mounting pressure of the episodes you've missed. What, you don't have 15 minutes in your day for facts? We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was tech billionaire Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
My book still exists in the world. Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results, and you can get it as an ebook or an audiobook if drones aren't delivering to you.
You should buy that book. It's a great book. The Last Post is a something else. Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage will be out on Amazon Prime on the 17th of April, so please tune in for that. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Karbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Karbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.